Good morning. We had a good walkthrough this morning. Guys, as you can imagine, are really excited about kicking the season off and getting started. And I think everybody is, our staff, our players, and I'm sure our fans as well. So we're looking forward to getting the work done this week that we have to get done and preparing for a team that's much improved in Jacksonville and going out on Sunday in front of our home fans and having a good day.
What are your emotions like going into this after everything you went through last year and now fresh start and coming out on Sunday? Yeah.
Tremendous excitement, Tom. I mean, we're really, really excited about this week and this week of preparation and what's ahead of us. And, you know, we're excited to get started.
Where do things stand with Mistral and Jamarca and how you're going to sort that out and who starts this week?
Yeah, you know, we want to see Mistral go through some things with all the time that he missed towards the end. And I just talked with Jamarca just a few minutes ago about that and just telling him just to be patient, let us, you know, take a look at some things these next couple of days, and then we'll make a decision as the week goes on. But we have confidence in the both of them, and, you know, we'll make the right decision.
What do you want to see Adam Estrell to basically sign off and give him the chance to make that move?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that there are no complications from the time that he missed with the injury that he had. And then we want to see him move around a little bit, make some plays in practice, and just show us that he's back into it a little bit.
Are any of those guys with the ankles going to practice today?
Marcus will get some reps. We want to see how he does. Zendejo, no. Marvin Mitchell, no. But we're going to try to get Marcus a few reps.
Jarius?
Jarius, no, as well.
Leslie, it's kind of the mystery running back week with Peterson and Drew coming back. What do you expect from him coming back off a holdout, and how do you prepare for him?
Well, you watch the tape of him from a season ago, and you know, you better be ready to tackle and buckle it up. He's a very, very good running back, so we're going to prepare as if he's going to play a lot. We need to do that. He's a very good back, and that's how we're approaching it. He's going to play a lot on Sunday.
Can running backs turn it on and off real quickly if they're healthy? And can they jump right in and not miss a beat?
Some guys can. I mean, some guys are you know, good enough when it comes to conditioning and taking care of their bodies. Some guys can come back and still play well, even though they missed a lot of time. We're preparing as if he's going to play a lot. He's a guy you definitely don't want to ignore on the football field, and we want to be prepared.
With signing Blackman this week, I know you guys had your eyes set on Khalil, but how much was he in the conversation for you all come March and April?
Well, for us, you know, Matt Khalil from – early on in the process was extremely high on our list as a priority. With our left tackle situation being what it was coming out of the season, you know, we had targeted that area if the right guy was there to try to solidify that position. And knowing how important it is for our team, for every team, but in particular when you have a young quarterback like we have, to solidify that left tackle position, it was a priority. And we were fortunate that we were able to draft Matt. Very excited about what he's done thus far, and looking forward to him being a cornerstone for us at that left tackle position for a long, long time to come.
How's Blackman looked to you so far?
He's really become, it seems, in the preseason, the focal point of their pass offense. He's doing a good job. You know, he's got good hands, and all the things that we all knew about coming out of college, they're showing up in the preseason.
It sounds like you'll put Peterson through full contact today and let him get hit?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, try to give him as much as we can. We got quite a few plays designed for him in practice, and see how he responds and see what he has to say tomorrow when we come back. But we really want to put him through the paces and just see how he responds.
You still never want any defensive players diving in anyone's legs in practice, right? I mean,
no, we won't
in theory.
Do that. We won't go to the ground. We won't, you know, tackle below the waist or hit below the waist. None of that, no.
Is there any other way to simulate lower body contact at this point, or specifically
pads? I don't think so, realistically. You know, what's going to happen on Sunday, we can't simulate it in practice at all. Wouldn't be wise.
Well, see, how do you judge that then? I mean, ultimately, it just becomes a leap of faith at some point. I mean, no matter what you do the next 2 days, it's not going to be a game situation. How do you?
Yeah, I think, Mark, it'll be the same. Even if we waited a week from now, 3 weeks from now, it's hard to simulate a game in practice. It's almost virtually impossible. So it won't be necessarily a leap of faith. It'll be based on what our medical staff says, what our coaches see, and what Adrian feels as well, and we'll try to gather that information and make the right decision.
I know you said earlier that he would be limited if he does play on Sunday. How much does the surface of the Metrodome weigh into that, and just when you want to get him back out onto the field and how much work you give him?
And we think we have a pretty good surface at the Metrodome. You know, we don't foresee any problems with the surface in regards to his injury, but that's whether it's grass or, in this case, the turf that's there. That won't be a major factor in the decision.
You don't play on grass
till Washington, right, in like week six?
You may be right. I have to look at the schedule. You may be right.
Plus, I think half of the teams in the league have changed over offensive coordinators going into this year, especially with the young quarterback on your team. How important was it to have that continuity, and are you kind of seeing some of the benefits of that early and not having to turn over a new system?
That's a big deal, John, to be able to have a young quarterback to come back in the same system for us is huge. And I think Christian has benefited from that this offseason. We benefited from it. You can see his confidence from our standpoint has really grown. His grasp of our offense is a lot better. There are obviously some things that we still want to see him improve on, and he will as he gains more experience. But you can't underestimate the fact that he had a chance to spend an entire offseason with Bill Musgrave, with Craig Johnson, his quarterback coach. That's big for our team and his development as well.
Your quarterbacks when we started around the NFL in week one. What do you think has led to that trend of more of those young guys getting to play earlier than maybe they did in years past?
I think you have to trace it back a little bit to what's happening even on the high school level. With someone asked me this question a while back, with some of these 7-on-7 tournaments, it seems like the guys are so much better prepared to come in and play at our level than they ever have been. And you look at what happens with the development of high school quarterbacks and then what happens now with the college game. I mean, there's so many offenses that are similar to what we're doing, especially in the passing game, and the accuracy of the quarterbacks has improved dramatically from what I can recall across the board. So I trace it back to, you know, kind of what's happening on the high school level, the way guys are being developed.
You play a lot of those guys in that first 9-10 weeks of the season. I mean, having such a young secondary, how much does that help you guys?
You know, whenever you look at an opposing team's offense, I know from my standpoint, being a former defensive guy, that's the position you look at first on offense, to see if you can get a gauge of the quarterback and his capabilities. And that kind of helps you to set up your game plan, you know, how you're going to approach things. So it's a big deal how competent that guy is on the center as you're trying to prepare for an opposing team. And you know, we'll pay attention to who the starting quarterback is like we would every week, and it does make a difference as you're preparing, for sure.
Gabbard, last year with Gabbard, what did he struggle with most last year? And from what you've seen this year, what's he doing better that he didn't do last year?
Well, it just seems like whatever they're doing offensively, he seems to be a much more confident guy, has a better understanding of where the ball should go, and, you know, getting the ball out, seems to really be standing in the pocket. Going through his reads, his progression, just seems to be a lot more confident. He has a strong arm. He always did, and he's a pretty accurate guy. But his distribution of the football seems to be a lot better, and his pocket presence seems to be a lot better as well. So he's growing. Mike Mularkey and his staff, they've done a good job. He's really, really improved.
Mike Mularkey. You already asked Percy to do a lot generally. With these next 3 weeks, how much more does he need to shoulder the burden with Jerome out?
Well, you know, he's a big playmaker for us, as we all know. He had a tremendous season for us last year, especially from an all-purpose standpoint. And, you know, we're going to utilize his talents. We got to be wise with how we do that. You know, he goes so hard on every single play, but we don't want to forget Percy Harvin. I know defenses would like for us to, but we want to figure out ways to continue to use his strengths.
Well, you always have to kind of manage his snaps a little bit, though, just because of whether it's his size or just in the past with some injuries, things like that?
I think we do have to manage, you know, how we use him. It's a long season, and we need him every week. So we do have to be smart about how we use him, especially when you look at his style of play and the way we try to use him. I mean, we put him so many different places and utilize his talents in so many different ways. So I think we do have to be smart and, you know, not – putting him in harm's way as often as we possibly could. I mean, we got to be smart about how we use him.
Does that take him out of the equation in the return game for the short term?
Not necessarily. You know, we want to still make sure that we're utilizing all his gifts, and he's a gifted returner, so we'll pick our spots again when we use him and when we don't use him. But, no, it doesn't mean that we won't use him as a returner.
What factors into picking those spots?
Sometimes the way the game is going, sometimes the guy that's kicking off, I mean, if he's – a guy we know going in is kicking it out of the end zone every time. You know, So maybe he's not back there. So a lot of factors go into it, but a lot of it is how the game is going as well.
Pending Jarius' status, will you have all those receivers up this week and try to spread some snaps and see who makes plays in the game, or will you try to roll with one guy at split end?
We think we have a pretty good feel for our receivers, and we'll rotate them. You know, we'll see what happens with Jarius as the days go on, but we'll probably rotate the receivers through, you know, with the guys that we'll address.
Mike Mularkey talked about when he was a player seeing some selfishness in the locker room and how it would affect the entire team. Did you run into that much when you were playing?
Well, you got a lot of guys who have a lot of pride about what they're doing, and they want to be the best at what they are. And, you know, a little bit of selfishness is not a bad thing. It's just being able to manage that and not let it override what the team's goals are. So you want a guy to have a strong desire to be the best that he can be. And, I mean, that's no different than your profession or any other profession. There are going to be some that could possibly be a little bit selfish in the way they approach things. But my job is to try to manage our team and get everybody thinking more about the team than about their own self-desires.
How much can that sabotage what you guys are trying to do?
Oh, it could undermine everything you're trying to do, especially if it's one of your key guys, one of your leaders. So you have to be mindful of that in the role that I'm in. You need your key guys, your star players, to understand the team concept and hopefully think about the team in certain situations before themselves.
What do you guys need to see from Jasper to be sure that he's your long-term solution at middle linebacker?
We'd like for him to just continue to progress as a player. What he did in the San Diego game gave us an indication of the Jasper we expect to see, the Jasper when we made the decision to name him as the starting middle linebacker. Those were some of the things we expected to see. The downhill attack, the ability to turn and run with receivers, to go from sideline to sideline, smart football player, a guy who has the potential to be a leader. So we need to continue to see him grow, and some of it will be based on his experience, Tim. He's still a guy who hasn't had a lot of starts in our league, so we got to keep putting him out there and getting him experience so he can continue to gain confidence in himself, along with his teammates gaining confidence in him as well.
Josh, your third corner right now, and do you expect you're going to be able to get anything out of AJ this week?
You know, we'll get a better feel for AJ as the week goes on. Josh is right in the mix for that third corner position. You know, we'll see how he progresses during the course of the week, you know, coming off the concussion. So, but he's definitely in the mix.
Last year, the tough start that you had did a lot to erode the confidence of the team, I think, overall. I think you might agree with that. What is different about this club? You've got a younger, more experienced club, an inexperienced club. How are you going to be better prepared to handle either a tough start or any kind of adversity that comes along when the veteran group last year didn't necessarily do that?
Part of it, Brian, if you get off to a tough start, one of the ways you're able to dig out of it, you need to stay healthy. You need to keep guys that are playing. I have no idea, you know, what things will be like in week 7, week 8, week 5, week 4. What's most important right now is getting off to a good start in week 1. And that's the approach we're taking to conjecture what this team might do if we get off to a slow start or what they might do if we get off to a fast start. It's hard for me to put my mind around right now. I'm more concerned with getting off to a fast start against Jacksonville, playing well at home. That's very, very important to us, and really not projecting, you know, how we would deal with a slow start. I want us to get off to a fast start for a lot of reasons. We need to build some confidence, as you mentioned, and getting off to a fast start will really help in doing that with a win on Sunday. So, all right, thank you guys.